Let's go ahead and worship Him from your heart. We worship You, Father, and glorify You. We magnify You. You're worthy of all praise and glory and honor. I love You. Don't stop. Just keep worshiping. Hallelujah. I love You. Father, we magnify You and glorify You. We trust You and magnify You. You're our future. You're everything to us. I love You. I worship You. Hallelujah. We worship You. Hallelujah. We worship You. Let's keep singing that, guys. Keep worshiping Him.
We lift You up, Your name on high. We worship You.
Hallelujah.
We worship You. We worship You.
At this pace and from your heart, just keep worshiping, singing these words. And as you sing, just keep your mind on Him. There's a grace here this morning. It's for you. It's His strength. It's His anointing. It's His power. It's His courage. It's His answers that He's pouring into us, to you this morning. And as we worship Him and just sing this from our heart, make your mind submit, make your heart submit, and say, Father, we worship You because You are all my answers. You're all I need. There's a grace here for you. A grace to be your strength. So let's just keep worshiping as we are, guys. And And as we sing, receive. Know that His grace is coming into you, into your heart, into your situation, into your strength. His grace is being deposited into each of us as we worship tonight. Go ahead.
Worship You. We lift You up, Your name on high. We worship You. We worship You. We worship You.
Feel the enemy has sapped your courage and your strength, and this is the time to replace it with His strength. The altar's open if you want to come and just say, I'm not giving up. Father, all I have is You. All my hope is in You. You're the only one, Father, who can give me strength. You're the only one that can get me through this, but I won't quit on You. I won't give up on You, Father. I believe that You believe in me, and that's enough. Let's keep singing.
I worship you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. If you would, just lift up your hands one more time. Thank you, Father. Father, we receive your grace. Receive your strength, your courage, all of our worries of our future, and they vanish in your presence. All of our concerns about failing vanish in your presence. Because in your presence we realize that you're the strength, not us. You're our hope, not circumstances. So, Father, we thank you as we worship you that you've given us your grace. And we will finish our course. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for loving in us and believing us. Even when we don't believe in ourselves, we take courage that you believe in us. We give you glory and honor for all that you have planned and all the wonderful things in store. Father, we thank you. We receive it. It's ours. It didn't skip over one person and hit someone else. Everyone here, we've received it now. It belongs to me, your grace, your strength, your courage. It belongs to us. It belongs to me. So thank you, Father, for ordering our steps and giving us everything we need to finish our course. We will not fall short of your grace. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Just stay in His presence. We're not in a hurry today. See, when His grace comes and this time of worship comes, it's not an emotional thing that we're going through. This is a spiritual thing. See, who you are is who He made you. Not your flesh. That's not who He made you. Who He made you is the spirit, the man, the spirit man that's on the inside of you. That's who you really are. And when you face these circumstances and struggles and cares and the hopelessness that comes, that is all in your flesh. Do you know that the spirit, the inward man, the person you really are, is not afraid? He looks at your fight that's in front of you and the fear that's in front of you, and God says He's not giving you a spirit of fear. And that inner man, who you are, looks at those things and he's climbing out, trying to climb out of your flesh so it can go knock it out. It's wanting to fight. It's wanting to get through because it knows who His Father is. God's not the father of your flesh. He's the father of your spirit. There's nothing you're going through personally that you're not going to win if you don't quit. And your inner man knows that. Your inner man is wanting, give them to me, let me in there. There's a grace here today that's for each of you, for me, for you, not just for a group, but for you in your chair. Whatever you're going through, whatever the lies the devil's been trying to tell you about your future,